Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thank you for joining me on another episode of The Warren Alvin Show with your host, Darren Alvin. And today is June the 24th, Saturday morning. How about that? It is a great day to make a change in whatever you plan on doing in life. I want to say that today we're going to talk about having the right attitude. Having the right attitude. The last few weeks, we've been talking about what is success and what does that mean and what does it take to be successful. Well, today we're going to talk about having the right attitude. Having the right attitude is probably one of the key components of being successful in whatever you decide to move forward in life. Whether you are a business owner, whether you have a company that you're trying to grow, whether you are a business manager or a sales manager or a store manager or system manager, whether you are an employee of a company and want to be the best employee that you can be, having the right attitude will take you a long way. Since 1987, I've been saying this slogan that I saw in the back of a beat up store stock room that I was folding clothes, sweeping up and cleaning up. As I started my career in retail back in 85, it wasn't until 87 that I saw this slogan at a storeroom that I was cleaning up. I was a sales associate and I had to mop the stock room. I had to move the boxes and process shipment. And it was my first clothing retail job. I had other previous jobs before, but this was my first clothing retail job. And I looked up and there was a beat up poster. And it said, your attitude determines your altitude. Your attitude determines your altitude. Now, face value, I could assume that I knew what that meant. But as I dug deeper and I asked the manager a little bit more about that, he wanted to show me everything that I needed to have to be successful in what I was doing. And he said, Darren, I'm going to start you off in the back room because you need to understand how we do what we do before you get on this sales floor. And I could have had an attitude of, I'm not going to do this. I am better than this. I know that my gifts and my talents are way better than this. I shouldn't be back here in this back room sweeping the floor or mopping or doing these bathrooms. Come on, man, what's going on? But my attitude was that, well, great, I want to learn everything I can learn. And when I said that to him, he looked at me. He said, you know what? I've hired a lot of people, and within one day, they have not made it. But because of your attitude, we're going to push you through, and you got a good shot and a good chance. If you work hard and do this thing right and listen and have a great attitude every day, you can be successful in this business. And then it clicked to me that no matter what I was doing, my attitude had a greater purpose. It was really a catapult to wherever I wanted to go. And so since 1987 up until this day, I've kept the attitude that no matter what I'm doing, no matter what position I'm in, no matter what job I'm in, even if it's not the job that I desire and I want, my attitude will determine my altitude. Now, this is hard to say to many people because many of us have assumed that because of our gifts that we are destined to become great. But I want to challenge that thought process. I would say that your gifts, without question, will surely make room for you, but your attitude will either catapult you to a higher level of accomplishments, or it will literally destroy every opportunity that has been presented your way because of your giftedness. I want to say that again because I think it's so critical for you to get this. Your gift, without questioning, your talents that you've been given will make room for you and will create doors for you. But your attitude will either keep the doors open or it will close the door and destroy the opportunity and in many cases burn bridges to every opportunity that has been open for you. This is very, very critical and significant because So many gifted people in this world have missed out on opportunities because of their attitudes. I can't tell you how many people that I have throughout my career have had to terminate as a supervisor because of their attitudes. They were very gifted in what they did, but every day that they came into work, they just could not have a great attitude and a great outlook about where they were going in life. And this is troubling because you have a lot of gifted people out there that can do what you do. In some cases, they can do it better. But what makes the difference between gifts and someone gifted with the right attitude is opportunity. And I want to say this again, you can be gifted, but your attitude can kill your opportunity. And so today on the Blog Talk Radio Show, the Warren Alva Show, we want to talk about having the right attitude, because having the right attitude is going to open up doors, not only open them for you, but keep them doors open and open up other doors in your future. Not only your gift is needed to be successful, but the right attitude is needed on top of the gift. I say this all the time. It's a lot of gifted people. They're in jail today. They just had the wrong attitudes. They made the wrong choices about their gifts. And you can do the same thing. Maybe not make a decision that's criminal, but you can make a fatal decision in having the wrong attitude to move forward in whatever you are gifted at to do. You know, I can't tell you that I rather have someone that has the right attitude than someone that's gifted all day long, because I can at least mold and shape someone and help someone be the best that they can be with the right attitude versus someone who is gifted and talented but has absolutely the wrong attitude about everything. You know, back in 1987, when that store manager told me that, and told me that I had what it takes to be successful in that retail business, I understood then that whether I was mopping the floors, whether I was sweeping up, whether I was folding clothes, whether I was in the stockroom manager, I had to have the right attitude about whatever I was doing. And that means that it comes down to perspective. Perspective is probably one of the most underrated words that are ever been used to date. What do I mean about perspective? I mean that you have to have the right perspective on where you are every day in life. You're never going to automatically get to where you're going to go. It takes time and it takes journey and it takes a process. Some people say that, well, you know, I've been doing this for years and I've never had my doors open up for me and nothing has gone right in my life. Well, my friend, I have to tell you, you have not learned the value of the right perspective yet, because if you're still saying that, then you're going to be where you need to be a little longer. No one gets to where they're going to be overnight, but having the right perspective will probably catapult you into doors that you never dreamed of being open. I got to tell you, I would have never thought that having the right perspective of in that stockroom on that day would have catapulted me to 4 years later to taking over the entire district from a sales associate to a district manager of a powerful billion-dollar company, one of the chains of a billion-dollar company. And I kind of tell you that it was all in the right perspective. And today, you can open doors in your life now by having the right perspective. And everybody else's journey is different. Some people get there quicker. Some people takes a little bit longer. You know, when I listen to the testimonies of those in Hollywood, I'm amazed, because those who are the most successful financially and in their careers are those who had to suffer the most. You listen to a Steve Harvey or a Jim Carrey. Those guys, if you didn't know it, they were homeless. I mean, they were homeless, and most of them were sleeping from car to car, borrowing from friends and family. Some of them didn't even have family to borrow from, but they went out on a limb and they risked it all to be able to continue to do what they love to do and what they wanted to do. And every day they had to get up with the right perspective. Now, imagine this. You have a house. You live somewhere, if you're listening to me today. You got food on the table. You know what's happening. You know what's coming in. You know what's going out. They didn't know where their next meal was coming from. They didn't know if they were going to get booked to do a show, a comedy show. But every day they had to have the right perspective to get up being homeless to continue to pursue what their dreams were. Many of us, we don't even go to the same job every day having the right perspective. But yet, we have all these things provided to us. And because we're gifted, we assume that things are supposed to just happen magically. You have to have the right perspective where you are every day. Whether you're there for 10 years or 20 years, you have to have the right perspective. You know, if I talk about it on a biblical level, Joseph to me had the greatest attitude that I could ever imagine. I don't think I personally would have had the attitude that he had. Listen to this. He was hated by his brothers. Now, this is real hatred. And we're not talking about when people say I have my haters. No, this is people who actually hated your guts and preferred you to just be dead. And we talk about haters now. We don't have the right perspective on what the true haters are. But Joseph's brothers hated him. You know, they threw him in the pit, sold him into slavery. And, he went on to, serve into Potiphar's house, who was a king's guard, someone who was high up in the kingdom during that time of Pharaoh. And then on top of that, Joseph was falsely accused by his master's wife and then thrown into jail again. I mean, this is incredible to me, the things that Joseph had to endure. But every step of the way, you don't hear any place in the Bible where they talk about Joseph having the wrong attitude, saying, woe is me. Oh, God, why am I going through this? Why do I have to be here? I'm gifted. I had the coat of many colors. I was gifted. My dad saw that I was gifted. And now that I have, why do I have to take this road, this hard, bitter road where I'm sold into slavery? I'm separated from my family. But at the end, if you know the story, Joseph became the prime minister, basically, of all of Egypt. And he literally was saved and delivered and placed in that situation to be glorified by God. This is so critical to me because when you see this story face hand, many of us would have given up and thrown away the towel. But it takes a certain level of pedigree. It takes a certain level of consistency. It takes a certain level, not only of faith, but attitude to determine your altitude. At the end of the day, when Joseph's brothers finally met up with him and realized how powerful he became in Egypt, and they thought that he was going to get back at them and destroy them, he said this one thing. He said, what you meant for evil, God meant for good. And I think that that is the right perspective he had the whole time, from him being sold into slavery, from him going through prison, from him being locked up in chains, almost threatened to death. He said, what you meant for evil, God meant for good. And if you're going to have a successful career, if you're going to have a successful business, if you're going to be the best employee, if you're going to go through the ranks, if you're going to be a successful in everything that you do in life, whatever you put your hands to, you have to have the right perspective. You cannot have a fatalistic, pessimistic view every time things don't go your way. I mean, that's what children do. Babies do with rattlers. They shake it and they want their bottle because they are crying because they don't get their way. What you have to do is you have to rise up above that level of pessimism, and you have to have an optimistic outlook on your life. I got to tell you, if you're going to be the best in what you do, if you're going to achieve high results, if you're going to go to where you have to go, you've got to make a decision that I am going to have the right attitude, because my attitude will determine my altitude. It's not about how gifted I am. It's about how I have the right attitude and the right perspective that's going to carry me through this journey. Now, I know that some of you all listening today may say, well, you know what? I'm not going to go through all that. It doesn't take all that. Well, I hate to disappoint you, but you, my friend, will be where you're going to be for the next 20 years until you change your attitude every day about where you are in life. And understand that where you are is where God has you, and God is drawing something from your life. He's pulling something out of you. He's developing you. He's getting you ready for that next level in life. You know, it wasn't until Joseph was probably 17 years later, perhaps. Many theologians believe it was up to about 17 years later that Joseph was able to get to the prime minister of Egypt. From the age of 17, he had to lose out on his teen years. He had to lose out on so many different things because of jealousy and backbiting in his life, and people lying on him and talking about him. And after all of that that he missed out on, he gained something greater, far greater than anyone else that lived in that land. So what you think you've missed out on for all these years, what you think that you didn't get all these years, don't be dismayed. There is something greater waiting on the other side of you, but you have to have the right perspective. And guess what? It's not too late. You can change today. God is not sitting back and saying, well, it's going to take you another 20 years. He's saying, no, if you can just change your attitude right now and say that, you know what, I'm going to make a decision to have the right perspective and the right attitude about everything that I go through in life and where I am in life, and I'm going to do the best I can do it where I'm at. If I got to scrub the toilets, I'm going to be the best toilet scrubber out there. If I got to sweep, if I got to do things that are beneath what I think that are beneath me, I have to understand that God is preparing me for something greater. And I got to tell you, since 1987, I've been catapulted to a greater level of excellence in what I do and what I do every day. This is what I'm going to end with. Your attitude will always determine your altitude. Think differently, be differently. Don't just rely on your talents. Your gifts will open up room for you, but your attitude will keep you there or destroy the opportunity that's been placed before you. That's all I got for you today. If you haven't checked out my book, go to Amazon.com. The ebook, The Power of Customer Service, check that out. It will change your life, only $3.99. Invest into yourself. And I want to say again, I look forward to talking to you next week. Thank you for joining me on The Warren Alvin Show. I'm your host, Darren Alvin. Looking forward to speaking with you next week. And don't forget, your attitude will always determine your altitude. Be blessed.